Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, once again, we are on the topic of bullying, but bullying in the office.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, this is something that we have to deal with not only when we're in school, but it carries on to the workplace. As we saw yesterday, we had our office bully.
Smith. The bully.
Yeah, Smith the bully. He was giving his co-worker Johnson all this extra work that actually he was supposed to do, but he's just
the sales reports,
but he was just saying, okay, you do it. Oh, you don't have time, too bad, you'll have to stay late to do it.
Because my job is more urgent.
Mine's more urgent, this is more urgent, so do mine first, then stay late to do yours. Johnson was being very polite about it, but then he basically said, okay, you know what, what if I tell the boss about this?
Well, of course, Smith is not afraid. He's like, hello, the boss likes me better, and I've been here longer than you have.
So these are all examples of what can happen in an office bullying situation. Somebody trying to give other people their responsibilities, make other people stay late, trying to intimidate them using all these techniques. So today we're going to learn more about office bullying, what can be done about it, how to stand up to bullies, that sort of thing. It happens, but it doesn't mean we have to just stand there and take it. We can do something about it and things to prevent it. So let's get into day two right now. Reading.
Standing up to a workplace bully. Bullying isn't just a schoolyard problem. In the office, people with power can be tempted to use it to make their lives easier. Unfortunately, this often makes other people's lives miserable. Here are some ways you can deal with an office bully. One obvious course of action is to talk to someone in a position of authority. This might be the bully's manager, or someone from the HR department. Report the problem with as many details of the bully's behavior as possible. In these situations, try not to get too emotional. You'll have more chance of getting support if you can show how the bully is damaging business. Sadly, bullies are often valuable to the company. You need to explain how what they're doing is affecting the bottom line. Another approach is to confront the bully. Again, try not to show your emotions, as the bully may try to use this against you. Let the bully know you won't play their game. You should also take either of these approaches if you see one of your co-workers being bullied.
The article begins today by saying bullying isn't just a schoolyard problem. Yes, we talked about this in the introduction. We see it in schools, you know, where you have big kids and maybe weaker kids, and the big kids pick on the small kids or make fun of them. Sometimes there's actual violence or fighting involved, unfortunately. And you might think, okay, this is just going to happen in school. Then when I become an adult, there are no more bullies. No, unfortunately, bullies never really go away, but
they're everywhere.
We can learn as we get older how to deal with them.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下一开始呢，其实有点沉重这个主题，在提到呢，就是霸凌，它不仅仅是怎么样，在校园的问题。那其实我们看到的 bully 这个字，它可以当做动词或者是名词都可以 ，bully， 它有霸凌啦，或者有恶霸的意思。我们来看一下，如果当作动词要怎么用 ？We could say something like a group of girls were bullying or picking on her at the playground, okay? Or sometimes you might even bully your younger brothers. Okay, now bullies, okay, as a noun 要怎么用呢 ？Bullies would often pick on him or beat him up.After school. Oh, that's really bad.
As we read on, it says, in the office, people with power can be tempted to use it to make their lives easier. So that's what we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Smith had power because, you know, he had been at the company longer than Johnson and the boss liked him. So that gives him some power over the perhaps less experienced employee.
It's actually very common, unfortunately.
It's very common, so you can be tempted to do something. If you're tempted, it means, well, it makes you want to do something or use something or have something or something like that. And they want to make their lives easier. So that's what he was doing. He was trying to have less work, to have less responsibility.
Yeah, get other people to do their jobs.
And get somebody else to do his job for him.
OK, 所以在职场上呢，其实有权势的人可能会想要透过这种霸凌的方式使自己的职场生活更加轻松啊。这里的 be tempted to do something 就是他们可能非常的想要怎么样做什么事情。 OK, 像是可能我看到哇一个很漂亮洋装，我就可能会怎么样， I'm tempted to buy that dress. OK,
so basically what we saw yesterday wasLike the school bully trying to get the weaker kid to do his homework for him.
Yeah, something like that.
It's just the adult version of that. Unfortunately, this often makes other people's lives miserable. Yes, miserable just means very sad, very difficult to deal with, very terrible.
Yeah.
Or awful, in other words. So yeah, if there's somebody at your job...who's always giving you their work to do and making you stay late, that makes your life miserable, absolutely.
Yeah, in Johnson's case, he can never probably go home early,
he's always working overtime, doing work that's not even his.
Yeah, okay, so unfortunately, 不幸的是呢，这往往会使别人的职场生活怎么样变得很悲惨，就是我们在看到昨天 Johnson 的例子啦。Miserable, M-I-S-E-R-A-B-L-E, 这个形容词就是可怜的或是难受的。For example, he had a miserable childhood.
Okay, this is the unfortunate part. Let's get to the good stuff
now.
Let's get to some advice. Here are some ways you can deal with an office bully. Deal with here means to handle a situation or to handle, in this case, somebody, the office bully. How can you deal with them? How can you get them to stop? Or how can you tell them that what they're doing is not appropriate and not appreciated?
Yes, we could use some help. Okay, so 这里呢有一些如果你也是遭遇到这样的类似的情况呢，诶，你就可以用以下我们开始的一些 pep ball tips 用来处理 deal with 这个职场霸凌的方法哦。So what are some ways?
One obvious course of action is to talk to someone in a position of authority. Okay, so if you've got a coworker that's, say, like on the same level as you, like you might have the same job, you might go talk to a person in a position of authority. Position of authority just means somebody who is higher up, like perhaps a boss or a manager, and just tell them what is going on. So that's one way to do it. It's obvious, just means obvious, it means it's...easy to see.
It's clear.
It's very, very clear. Yeah. So if you two at the same level are having a problem, one is being the bully, you just go to the person that is next up in the level in the company. So you go to the manager, you go to the boss and say, look, this is happening, and then the boss can deal with it because the boss has the power.
我们刚刚看到的句型有 course of action 这样子用法是什么呢？就是有策略啦，或是什么什么做法啦。常用的句型我们常常会看到 the best or the safest course is to do something. For example, I can say something like we're trying to determine the best course of action or the best actions, the best things to do at this point.那刚刚有提到 authority 这个字呢，则是权力哦，或者是管辖权这样子的意思。所以刚刚的课文提到的就是，哎，一个有效的做法，可能就是可以去找这个管理的职权的人，就是比较高的人，可以谈谈你这样子的职场霸凌的情况哦。
So we're talking about speaking to someone in a position of authority. Who might this be?This might be the bully's manager, so the person who is in charge of the bully, the person who is the bully's boss, or someone from the HR department. HR stands for Human Resources, and they deal with all things that have to do with
people.
Hiring and firing employees. Okay, they are the people that try to sort out any problems that might be happening between employees. So...A manager is one person you could talk to, but you could also go to the HR or Human Resources Department.
OK， 所以呢，我们刚刚有提到可能会找职权比较高的人是谁呢？这个人可能是什么呢？霸凌者的经理啦 ，manager， 或者是我们看到的someone from the HR department。HR stands for human resources， 就是人力资源部是人事部门，所以没错，你就可以去找这个人力资源部门的人。OK， great， so you're gonna find them， and what else do you do？
It says report the problem with as many details of the bully's behavior as possible. Details are just all these little pieces of information about it. So,
like evidence.
You can't just go there and say very general things like,
I hate this person.
Like, he's being mean to me. Okay, how? What exactly are they doing?
Sounds like a kid.
Yeah, you don't want to go there and just make it seem like you're
complaining.
Yeah, just complaining or just causing trouble. You need details. So you need to say, okay, on this date...They did this.
You've got to be more specific.
You've got to be very specific and give times and dates and details about what was done, what exactly happened. That's the bully's behavior. The behavior is the way that you are acting, the way that you are doing things day to day. So if you're being, you know, very loud or disruptive in the office, that's not good office behavior. And of course, being a bully is not good behavior either. So you need to tell them...Exactly what the bully is doing.
当然了，如果你可能今天就是跟你他的老板说，这个人好讨厌，我没有办法跟他共事，这样听起来其实就不太 OK。你必须要准备好一些 detail， 就是细节。Okay, detail 要怎么用呢 ？Maybe I could say something like, they designed every detail of the house. Okay, 所以很多的细节。Or he planned the party down to the smallest detail. Okay, that just means that, you know, he really cares about even the tiny little things, about the party. Okay, now behavior, that's another word that we saw, 就是举止行为这样子的意思。Okay, 所以你必须要把这些霸凌他到底是做了什么很明确的行为讲出来。For example, I could say something like, I'm surprised by her bad behavior toward her friends. Okay, 有时候可能看到有些行为举止，哇，你可能会令你感到很讶异，就会有这样子一个反应哦。And we also saw as possible, as many details as possible, 就是尽可能的意思。所以你回报问题的时候，尽可能提供怎么样关于霸凌行为的一些细节。Yeah, be more rational, not emotional.
Yeah, that's right. It says in these situations, try not to get too emotional. Okay, you don't want to get too angry or try not to get too sad when you speak. You don't want to raise your voice and yell and scream and say, well, he was doing this or she was doing that.
It sounds like a personal thing, not a...
They might not take you seriously.
Yes.
They might just say, okay, well...He's just having a bad time or just
They might even think it's your problem.
Yeah, they might think it's your problem that you're overreacting. So try to be calm. Just say, okay, this is what happened. These are the details. This is why I'm telling you about this.
那注意哦，在这些情况下呢，试着不要太过于情绪化 ,emotional. Emotional 拼法就是 E-M-O-T-I-O-N-A-L.OK, 这里呢我们指的就是情绪激动的啦，尤其可能是你可能会突然怎么样，可能讲话很大声啦，或者突然就是哭啊，这样子就不太好哦，因为我们应该要怎么样，相反的 rational, 理性一点去解释，到底我们其实在职场上遇到什么样的问题，那大家只是想要好好的配合工作，而不是针对私人的情绪。情绪呢，我们则可以用这个名词 emotion， 就是E-M-O-T-I-O-N， 有情感啦，情绪的意思。OK， 那我们来看一下 emotional 要怎么用呢 ？I could say something like Anne suffered from depression， 忧郁症 ，and a number of other emotional problems。
Okay, so you don't want to get too emotional, as we were saying, when you're talking about all these details about what's going on with this bully. The reason is...You'll have more chance of getting support if you can show how the bully is damaging business. So it's not about the bully like hurting your feelings, although that is bad. But, you know, it's got to be important to the company, okay? It's all about the bottom line with business. So if you can show that the bully is, say, making you less productive or stopping people... or stopping people from doing their work.
Yeah.
Of course, the boss or the manager or the HR department, they're not going to want that. That's bad for them because it's bad for business. So you want to be very rational, not emotional, and just show them, okay, the bully is doing this. The bully
not
is hurting the
company. Yeah,
yeah. Hurting the company. That's the
really
bottom line. That's the most important thing.
Okay, 这个点很重要。如果你可以指出霸凌者对公司的伤害，你比较有多的机会可以得到支持，因为你提出的是，哎，这对公司是不好的哦，而不是对你个人不好。Now, sadly, bullies are often valuable to the company.
Yeah.
所以可悲的是，霸凌者有时候对公司来说。常常是有价值的。Maybe they could even be the manager.
Yeah, sadly, bullies are often, you know, quite good at advancing in a company because they can step on people. And sometimes in business, yeah, sometimes in business that actually helps them be successful.
Right.
Some of the most successful people in business, Donald Trump, have been bullies, of course, because they've stepped on people on the way up. So, yeah. That's an unfortunate part of working life. It does happen. You need to explain how what they're doing is affecting the bottom line. Yes, I just talked about this.
Yeah.
Affecting means doing something or to something else and having an effect on it.
Mm.
So explain what they're doing, how what they're doing is affecting the bottom line. The bottom line is basically how much money the company is earning. The bottom line just means the most important thing. But in this case, bottom line actually refers to the bottom line of an account sheet, which shows how much money the company is actually making or losing. So if you can show that the bully is making the company earn less money, well, of course, that's the best evidence you could possibly have.
The boss will listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, affect, A-F-F-E-C-T. 这是影响的意思，它是个动词。For example, his decisions could affect or influence the lives of millions of people. Very influential, okay. And the bottom line, 在这里呢，不是底线哦，它是指盈亏的结算线。所以其实呢，这刚刚的整句的文章是在说，你需要解释他们正在做的事情，如何造成公司的怎么样，亏损，这样的老板就会觉得啊，我可能要正重视这个人的问题哦。
Now, another approach is to confront the bully. Approach here just means a way of doing something. And to confront just means you go to them and speak to them directly.
Yeah,
and say, look,
that's a great approach.
This needs to stop. You need to stand up to them,
yes,
in other words.
Yes, you do.
So this is another way or another approach to dealing with a bully.
Okay, 所以另外一个方法则是直接面对霸凌者哦。Approach, A-P-P-R-O-A-C-H, 其实就是方法、方式或是态度的意思。OK, 那通常我们说采取什么样的方法，我们可以用 adopt or take or use an blah 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 approach, 这样子的一个片语我们常常看到的。For example, I could say something like organizations which take a positive approach to creative thinking.OK, 那 confront 呢，刚刚我们也看到这个动词，就有面对啦，对抗这样子的意思哦。所以的确，我觉得最好一个方法，还是要勇敢的去面对，说，哎，拜托，你这样子太超过，太过分了。其实也要勇敢一点，要不然你可能就一直被他欺负下去。
So what should you do when you go to confront the bully, the office bully? It says again, try not to show your emotions as the bully may try to use this against you. So if you get angry or you show that you're sad or something, the bully will try to just say that you're being emotional.
Yeah, they'll probably make up some weird story to use it against you or twist your words even.
So you want to be as rational again as possible.
Mm-hmm. 但是你还是要很小心去找他们直接就是面对面讲的时候尽量不要显露你的情绪因为他可能怎么样这个霸凌者会利用你这一点来对付你哦，就说可能这个人他太情绪化啦 like he might say something like oh this person's just overreacting it's his or her problem he's just very emotional about all this
Now let the bully know you won't play their game. So you're not going to do the same things that they do. You're not going to bring yourself down to their level. You're not going to do the same things.
Okay, 所以你最重要要让这个霸凌者，哎，不好意思哦，你不吃他们这一套，要让他知道这一点。Okay, so last we read, you should also take either of these approaches if you see one of your coworkers being bullied. What's a coworker?
Your coworkers are just the people that you are working with. Yes, we are coworkers. So when you get into the working world, the people you're working with, handling all the assignments together, those are your coworkers. So remember, it's not just about if somebody is bullying you, but if you see somebody being bullied, try to stand up for them if
exactly.
you can, using this advice that we've given you today. Unfortunately, like we said, bullies exist in the working world too, but we can overcome it.
Yes, 如果你看到同事被霸凌，可能要就是建议他使用这些方法来救他们哦。Coworker 当然就是指同事，我们也可以用另外一个字 colleague， 然后同样来表示，不要念成 college 哦 ，C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E， OK， not college。OK， that brings us to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Our For You Chat question is, Joe, have you ever stood up to someone who was bullying you or someone else? What did you do?
Well, like I said yesterday in the chat, yeah, when I was a kid, I was one of the smaller, kind of weaker kids, so I was getting bullied a little bit. Now, you know, when you're in school, you know, today we said, oh, you can go tell somebody, which is good advice, but when you're in school, you kind of have that code where you're not supposed to tell on other kids.
That's true.
Because that might just get...make things worse for you.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really do that. I didn't really want to go tell the teacher or tell the principal or tell my parents. Unfortunately, I had to actually, you know, fight back eventually.
Oh.
I actually had to fight. I don't like to fight. I'm not saying people should fight.
And did it work?
It did, actually. It did work. The bully kind of left me alone.After that.
As I said, they're just picking on the weaker ones,
yeah,
the ones they think they could actually take advantage of.
They think that you won't fight back. So again, I'm not saying that that's the answer. That's just what I did in my situation. Now, of course, you can't do that in the working world. You can't go fighting people. You have to use your words. Now, I was a little kid then, okay? So that's just how I did it as a little kid.
Yeah.
As you get older, you learn different ways, more mature ways.
Yeah, you can collect evidence, people, like...emails or anything that can prove that this person's actually bullying you.
Yeah, so remember, just be rational, don't be too emotional. Yeah. Deal with it the adult way and take the high road. Don't take the bully's road, okay? Don't play their game. That's what we learned today.
Well said.
All right, so that brings us to the end of our program for today. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Standing up to a workplace bully.Bullying isn't just a schoolyard problem. In the office, people with power can be tempted to use it to make their lives easier. Unfortunately, this often makes other people's lives miserable. Here are some ways you can deal with an office bully. One obvious course of action is to talk to someone in a position of authority. This might be the bully's manager,or someone from the HR department. Report the problem with as many details of the bully's behavior as possible. In these situations, try not to get too emotional. You'll have more chance of getting support if you can show how the bully is damaging business. Sadly, bullies are often valuable to the company. You need to explain how what they're doingis affecting the bottom line. Another approach is to confront the bully. Again, try not to show your emotions, as the bully may try to use this against you. Let the bully know you won't play their game. You should also take either of these approaches if you see one of your co-workers being bullied.Vocabulary Review.
Detail. The reporter wrote down the details of what had happened in his notebook. Behavior. The boss is going to speak with some employees about their recent behavior. Emotional. A number of workers got very emotional when they found that some people would lose their jobs.Effect. Smoking negatively affects your health, So you should quit this habit right now. Approach. The team tried several different approaches before they were able to solve the problem. Coworker. Mike often goes out for dinner after work with some of his coworkers.